Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Friend, you don't have to talk God into healing. It was His idea. Before you were ever born. I said, before you were ever born. He not only put your sins and your iniquities on the Lord Jesus, He took your sicknesses. He carried and bore your pains. Amen. Healing is His idea. His plan. You don't have to talk Him into it. It's His will. And that is the beginning of faith. So we ought not pray for healing with the faith-destroying phrase, if it be thy will. Any more than you'd pray for somebody to get born again with an if it be thy will. The Bible said in Ephesians, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let's finish reading this. Verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. No, if it be thy will, just hear me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Help me. Reckon did he hear it? Yeah. Reckon did he do it? Yeah. Sure sounds like it in the next verse. You have what? Turned it around. Turn for me my mourning into dancing. You put off my sackcloth. Girded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Sound like God heard their prayer. Sound like they got healed. Sound like they didn't die early and prematurely. Amen. Glory to God. You like this?
Yeah.
Well, I do. I never get tired of it. Never get tired of being healed either. I like being healed. People say, well, I don't believe it. I would believe it just for myself. You understand? Because I enjoy it. I like being healed. I like going decade after decade and just being healthy. I really enjoy it. Someone said, oh, you better watch out. For what? What should I watch out for? What? God? God's going to get mad by me saying, thank you for keeping me healed and make me sick to teach me something? I don't think so. The devil. You better watch out. You get too sassy. The devil will take you down a few notches. Listen. I am not afraid of the devil. He's afraid of me. And you too, if you'll get it. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, glory to God. He said, oh, brother, didn't you know that some witches went and rented a room and they tried to put a curse on your church? Really? Oh, brother, we better go fast and try to do something about it. Really? Brother Kenneth Hagin, years ago, he was talking along some of these lines, and somebody came up and said, oh, Brother Hagin, said so-and-so was a prophetess here tonight, and you said some things she didn't like, and she's going to put a curse on you. No. Well, now, that's some prophetess, ain't it? Putting a curse on the saints. One of the preachers said, oh, brother, he said, oh, brother Hagin, you better take it seriously now. She's put some curses on some other people and they died. He reared back. He said, I double dog dare her to curse me. Somebody said, ooh, I wouldn't say that. Then you're the one curses can come on.
Amen.
Do you remember? When Balak tried to hire Balaam to come curse the people of God, And they did everything they knew how to maneuver and get in position and go to different places and offer different sacrifices. What was his conclusion? You can't curse whom God has blessed. He tried to. The proverb says, the curse causeless shall not come. It will return to the place where it came from. Anybody cursing me, I have no fear of it, none, which means it's got nothing to attach to, which means they better make it to fit them, because it's coming right back on their head. Now, the reason I'm saying that, friend, do not sit in your apartment or your condo or your house or your neighborhood and go, I don't know, people are doing weird stuff up there above me and on the other floor and at the end of the block. And I don't know, I think they're trying to put a curse on me. The only way it could attach to you is if you fear it. If you have more faith in the devil's junk to hurt you than in God's power to keep you. I don't. I have more faith in God's power to keep me than any of the devil's works. You get this kind of boldness in you, they will be afraid of you. They will hope you don't notice them. Any believer, I don't care if you're 3 days old in the Lord, any believer in this place has enough authority in the name of Jesus and enough power in the Holy Ghost to clear the earth. Did you hear me? Any part of the earth you're living in, amen, of any, I don't care if 1,000 witches tried to come against you. Amen. Their Lord has been stripped, amen, brought to naught, amen, defeated. Amen. He's under our feet. They only can do things in darkness. They can only do things where people fear them, and we do not. Amen. I said, we do not. So all their incantations and stuff has no power on us. None. 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 How about you? None? None. Are you afraid of any of this stuff? Absolutely not. None. Because it's the fear that makes you subject to the bondage, the scripture said. What you fear can come on you. Oh, but hallelujah, when you know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, I do not fear any of these things. You believe that? Go to Psalm 41 then. This is what we were working up to here. You okay tonight?
Yep.
Psalm 41. Now remember what happened? Well, I'll read this, then I'll remind you. Psalm 41. Blessed, not cursed. What?
Blessed
is he that considers the poor. Now, the margin in my Bible, instead of poor, says weak or sick. And I think that's really a better way to render that. And it's in keeping with the context too. So better, blessed is he who considers the sick. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Is that a principle?
Yes.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. How many think you ought to put faith on this?
Yes.
You ought to treat this just like God's talking directly to you. Amen. Did the Lord tell you he would preserve you and keep you alive? He shall be blessed on the earth, and you will not deliver him into the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on the bed of languishing. That sounds just like what happened to Aeneas, didn't it? Thou wilt what? King James says make. The margin of my Bible says the Hebrew literally means turn. You will turn all his bed in his sickness. What does that mean, you'll turn his bed? Turn. We've seen this word repeatedly, and we'll see it again. Remember what Peter by the Holy Ghost told this man? Aeneas, get up and do what? Make your bed. Take up your bed. Does that sound familiar? We spent weeks and weeks in the gospel account studying about the ministry of Jesus. Do we ever hear him say that to somebody?
Yes.
Rise, take up your bed, and walk. We've heard that more than once, haven't we?
Yes.
What's the significance of that? Was something turned? They came in on the bed. The bed went out on them. And that's more significant than you might think right now. God turned their captivity. Have you ever heard that term? Turned their captivity. In fact, you ever heard this phrase? You'll find it in Isaiah. You'll find it in Ephesians. Taken captivity captive. Anybody getting this tonight? You like this? In Isaiah. Go ahead and turn to Isaiah. Hold your place here. Go to Isaiah. Well, how about going to Job first? Keep Isaiah in the back of your mind. But go to Job 22. Excuse me for moving around some. How many understand some of these things would work? They'd come out the same a number of different ways. There's different ways to get to the same place. And sometimes I'm just endeavoring, you know, either way would work. I'm just trying to see the best way. And ministers are always learning and developing in that area. Job 22. Are you there? And remember for me about Isaiah 14 and Psalm 41. You'll remember, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Job 22. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
22 and 26. Then you shall have your delight in the Almighty and shall lift up your face to God. You shall make your prayer to Him. Isn't that what we've been reading about?
Yes.
You'll lift up your voice to the Lord. You'll make your prayer to Him. And what will happen?
Amen.
He will hear you. And you'll pay your vows. You also shall decree a thing and it shall be established to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did Peter decree something?
Yes.
In that bedroom? What did he say? Jesus Christ makes you whole. Right?
Yes.
That wasn't a question. That wasn't a prayer. Was it?
No.
It was a decree. Jesus Christ makes you whole. And he said, you'll decree a thing, it'll be established to you, and the light shall shine on your ways.
Yes.
When men are cast down, then you'll say, there is a lifting up.
Amen.
There is a way to turn this thing around. And he shall save the humble person. Hallelujah. Is there a way off the sick bed? Yes, there is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Aeneas, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1205. That's R-1205. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.